Rebecca Lang is here. She's up from the Philadelphia area, but makes it into Pittsburgh not too infrequently. And Chris Kennedy is playing along with her. We'll take a listen to a first song offered by the two of them and then get to know each other a little bit more. Here is Rebecca Lang. Rebecca Lang with some tasteful backup by Chris Kennedy as well. Yeah, there he goes. And it's good to have both of you here. And I need to get to know a little bit about both of you, too. And I'll start with you, Rebecca. Tell me a bit about when you started doing this.
Yeah.
I know you're from the Philly area.
Yeah.
Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, about an hour north I am originally, but I live with my family now in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And I am a teacher, and I really started writing a lot in my late 30s. I just got started later in life, and I just realized I had a bit of a classical music upbringing with playing the violin, and I realized that I really enjoyed playing guitar. Although I wasn't that great of a guitarist, I realized I could sing and have fun writing songs. So I just started writing a ton of music and started a band called Butter Queen Sister, and that sort of morphed into then just me and going by my name, and then and Chris now joins me in playing, which is so lovely. And so yeah, I just love playing, writing music, and getting gigs where I can in the area, and writing for different you know, song contests, things like that. One of the songs that we're going to be singing in a little bit, Always to Be Free, is a finalist in a song contest. And so I enjoy that kind of stretches me, writing about different topics that, you know, if there's a certain theme that they need. So that's really fun.
The contest is your muse, right?
Yeah, it's really fun. So that one's about a river. It had to be about a river. And I was like, what? Like, I have no experience with a river. But, you know, just use that creativity and came up with something. But, yeah, I really enjoy it. And
what do you teach?
I'm a special education teacher. So my kiddos are multiple disabilities. Yeah.
And do you find yourself bringing music in the classroom?
I do, yeah. I actually started during COVID. My administration was so nice to just let me just do like a half hour a week. And then I was allowed to open it up to a lot of Zoom kiddos in the district. So it was wonderful. So actually, a lot of kids have various needs, and so just teaching core words, and I can find a lot of songwriting for the students, and so that's been really nice to do that and use teaching too. Yeah.
Well, Chris, how did you end up being part of this duo?
Oh, so we have some mutual friends in common, and we shared the stage one time for a coffee house type event, thought we were a good match, and it's been great. I mean, Rebecca's music's fantastic. It's sort of crossing genres. I love that. So because I have to play lots of different stuff, so it's really a good match.
And judging, not that I'm here to judge, based on the first number you played, you're a pretty good guitarist.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, wow.
So it's good to listen to this duo. So Rebecca Lang, you can learn more at rebeccalangmusic.com. And Chris Kennedy here with us. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, this is a song called About the Time. This is about the time I get lonely for you, about the time I start missing you. This is about the time I get lonely for you, about the time I start missing you. It could be someone I see that takes me back to you. Takes me back to you. Oh, it could be something I do that takes me back to you. This is about the time I get lonely for you, about the time I start missing you. This is about the time I get lonely for you, about the time I start missing you. It could be something you loved that takes me back to you. Oh, it could be something you felt that takes me back to you. Oh, it could be something you taught me that takes me back to you.
I love the wordplay in that song, at least to me. There's a little bit of wordplay because I was thinking about the time, like, yeah, every night around 11 o'clock, I'm starting to, yeah, that's when it happens. That's when I get hungry. And, yeah. Or that I was thinking about, great. You know, let me tell you about this one time that, and yes. I just, that's what really had me, made me introspective a little bit, which is a good thing for a song to do. You're listening to Rebecca Lang, who is backed by Chris Kennedy today. I just put up a short little video of the two of them on our Facebook page at SLB Radio, so you can get a sense of how the duo sound together. And you can also go to RebeccaLangMusic.com. I know there were a lot of tracks there. Can you purchase albums there or download things?
No purchasing, but you could just play them.
Oh, there you go.
I haven't learned how to do that.
No, that's, they're there. I'm the same way with things like that. So that they're there. And I mentioned that you may be driving right now or don't have any time to actually dig in. We'll also have Rebecca and Chris's performance posted in our catalog within a few days or so. It's interesting to me that this came later in life to you. Are you self-taught guitar-wise? Or?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm real basic. I just know the different chords. It's nothing fancy, but I think maybe being a violinist, I don't even know if that helped. But I think just it was interesting. I have four sons, and maybe just I had a little more, I don't know, I just had more time.
Well, having four sons
gave me the, right.
What is their range in age?
Yeah,
you don't have to tell me now, but.
Yeah, they're 23, 20, 17, and 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
so that's a lot.
Big guys now, but a little guy. So, yeah. He
5 years ago or so,
exactly.
You had a.
Exactly. Yeah, so things are a little easier now, and I can maybe have just a time. And it's neat that you can you know, have it get a talent or something that comes a little later. And that's been kind of nice for me. Even though I'm busy, it's still something I have to do. I feel like, you know, when you write poetry or music. So it's really great to get out and play.
Does summer give you a bit of a respite?
Yes, definitely.
Because a lot of people have this. This
exactly.
idea that teachers do nothing between June and September, that's not true, but you get some time.
Exactly, yeah. And so that's been nice just to play a little more and be able to have the flexibility a little bit in my schedule to have gigs that I might not be able to take during the school year. So that's really been nice, yeah.
Chris, how did you come to the guitar?
I've been playing a long time, probably when I was about 12 years old. I think I got started and played really actively in high school, played in bands and, you know, went early in college. And then, you know, sort of put it down for a while and, you know, career and family took over. And then, you know, as my kids have gotten bigger and more independent, I've sort of picked it back up again. And, you know, maybe in the last sort of 8 to 10 years or so. And,
nice to have that is a constant. Are there different genres you like to play?
Yeah, you know, it's been changing, evolving more toward the, I'm mellowing out in my old age. It was, it was really the hard stuff early on, the metal and southern rock and that kind of thing. And now I'm just very Americana and love the blues and country and so on. So, yeah, multi-genre. It's great.
And are you originally from the Philly area as well?
I actually grew up right outside Boston.
Ah.
I lived there till I was, you know, early teen years and then moved to outside Philadelphia. So I've been there more or less ever
Whereabouts
since.
In Massachusetts?
I was in Newton.
Okay. I know Newton,
right,
Mass.
Right outside, yeah.
Yeah. My mom was born and raised in Boston, and my dad spent a lot of time in Boston,
okay.
too.
Yeah,
so, I, in fact, my My mom was born in Boston, and my dad was born in Philly, now that I think about it.
Wow. So, Sarah, got it all covered.
Yeah. Rebecca Lang and Chris Kennedy here. I don't think you're playing anywhere tonight, are you?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
We're heading back to the Philly area, but we do have something on the 2nd of August coming up. It's just actually a farmer's market, but it's a super nice farmer's market in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
That's so good. Now, Berwyn is it out east?
It is somewhere on the main line, kind of near Malvern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be more, and we do have listeners in that part of the state. So it's not one you're going to head out to from Pittsburgh, probably.
Probably not.
But if you're listening in central PA or a little further east, it might make sense. That's coming up August 2nd, I think, in Berwyn. Yeah. What's next?
This is a song called Spread a Little Love. Hey, sister, can you sing with me? Clap along and tap your feet. Let's shout a little love.
Rebecca Lang and Chris Kennedy, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's great to listen to the two of you. I'm going to be sure we get as much music in as we can. So if you're feeling good enough to just jump into the next one.
This is the one that I mentioned before about the river. This is called Always to Be Free.
Well, I hear the whispering of the aspens as I'm walking. To their chorus, they ask the just like you and me. The rivers and the skies and the trees need always to be free. Always to be free. Always to be free. Always to be free.
Chris Kennedy backing up Rebecca Lang. And that song is now a finalist in the songwriting competition.
Yeah,
you mentioned earlier. Who sponsors the songwriting competition?
That is actually from a festival, Tumbleweed Festival in Washington State.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
To know that. So they, like a lot of songwriting circles, or you get a prompt and
exactly.
That's
yeah. I think it was their festival's 30th year. And I think that could have been incorporated too, but I kind of ignored that part. I was like, how do I do that? I was like, that's a tough one.
Are they currently still considering the song?
Yes. I couldn't go there, but it's just, we're just going to do a virtual, 20-minute-ish set for the festival.
So you have to, go out to the school kill. There must be...
That's a good point.
I said school kill.
Totally.
Yeah, why not?
Sun River. Yes.
Yeah.
That is such a great point.
Yes, I got the name right. Yeah, I know there are people that will call it the shore
absolutely
kill. School kill. Yeah, you could go out there. Or if you have extra time in Pittsburgh, you're probably not... we got three of them. Even more
okay
if you go out
right
a little.
Right, that's a good, yeah.
You're
we
very
could
close.
Yeah,
you're very close song to some rivers here. Or just yeah get a little footage and fix
yeah
it up in post. You can eventually.
Yeah, thanks for that idea.
Sure, I hope it pushes you over the top. It is. So they probably want you to use the word river in the song.
Exactly. Maybe. They probably have creative license, right? But it's a river, and where the festival is, it comes into the Snake River and some other river out in Washington State.
Mm.
So that was the purpose. Yeah, so.
Well, good luck. I hope that goes well. Some really nice flat picking on that song, too, coming from Chris. I'm losing count. How many are left for you? I think
three.
Three. That's fine.
Yeah,
I just want to be sure
three
that I plan correctly. What's your next song?
The next one's called Heaven. Thank you.
I've died and gone to heaven, 'cause that's what it feels like with you by my side. You may not know what you do, baby, what you do to me. Please, baby, go now and ask the Lord how to take this love from me. I see that I cannot see very clear when it comes to you and me. 'Cause I heard from every part of my heart that has ever been between us, and I can't stop believing. I'll wake up and see that you are new. Well, I think I've died and gone to heaven, 'cause that's what it feels like with you by my side. You may not know what you do, baby, what you do to me.
Rebecca Lang and Chris Kennedy, I was thinking about raising four boys and if that had anything to do with developing that powerful voice that you had.
Yeah, it could be, yes.
How old is your youngest?
9.
And then 15, I think.
17.
Or 17, so you've got a little bit more time in the house.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really nice having a little guy, and he's kind of interested in the piano, so that's really fun.
That's very nice.
So, yeah.
Is he taking lessons or?
Yeah, he does, we have a little guitar for him as well. But yeah, he seems to really like the piano. So that's always nice to see your kids, you know, getting excited about an instrument.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And your oldest, you mentioned, was it your oldest that came?
Yes. He went to University of Pittsburgh and had a great experience here and lots of great friends. And so, yeah. It's a great school.
Yeah, at the beginning, and I think we were still doing the sound check off the air. I was just curious what Rebecca's relationship, if any, was to Pittsburgh, and she had mentioned her son.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, I love it out here.
Yeah, I hope you get a little time to poke around.
Well, I'm hoping we can stop at Waffalonia. It's like a wonderful place.
Waffalonia.
In Swirl Hill, I believe. It's Belgian waffles, I believe. Sorry,
I could see that. It's fine.
Delicious.
Oftentimes people from out of town know more about the city than the locals do. But there's a lot here on the north side, too, to enjoy. You've got a couple more. Let's get right to the next one. I want to be sure we get them in.
Yeah, this next one's called Sun's Rays.
Mm-hmm. doing? And how has life been to you? You seem so well. Or as the sun's rays kiss my face, I say, this is a beautiful day. Between us, I say, this is a beautiful day. How can some days be so perfect and bright? Oh, how can some days be so perfectly wrong? Oh,
pretty song, Rebecca Lang and Chris Kennedy. That song sounds really personal. I don't know if it is or not. I don't want to read too much into it. It just sounds very natural.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, just love song.
Yeah,
you know.
It's
loving people.
Yeah, it's a really sweet song. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, yeah.
To both of you.
Thank you for having
us. Much fun. Thank you.
I hope we'll see you again, and I hope you'll I hope you'll make it to Waffalonia. Waffalonia.
<hoping too.
laughs> I was gonna say Waffle Mania, but Waffalonia is probably better. And Squirrel Hill's a fun place to visit.
Yeah.
Also. Anything else either of you wanted to mention?
I think we covered it. I just have a website. I don't have social media yet, so I...
Yeah, just Rebecca Lang Music.com.
Yeah, L-A-N-G. Yep.
Yeah, I think that works. Rebecca Lang Music.com. We've linked to it in case you missed it. You can always, if you have trouble finding Rebecca Lang's website, you can always get a hold of us, but you should be able to. What do you want to finish up with?
Yeah, this is a newer song called Sometimes You Fall Hard. Sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall slow. Like the stars in the night, baby, waiting for the time to shine bright.
right. Sometimes you fall hard. Sometimes you fall slow. You gotta go with the flow. Maybe finally you'll get there. And you will know. You'll know. You will know. Just need a little glimmer of light that'll whisper to me, baby, it will all be alright. Sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall so. Like the stars in the night, baby, wait for the time to shine bright. Sometimes you fall hard. Sometimes you fall so. You gotta go with the flow, baby. Finally you'll get there. And you will know. You'll know. You will know. Well, I always end up stronger. Situation, good or bad, is part of it all. Sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall so. Like the stars in the night, baby, waiting for the time to shine bright. Sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall so. You gotta go with the flow, baby. Finally you'll get there. And you, sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall so. Like the stars in the night, baby, waiting for the time to shine bright. Sometimes you fall hard, sometimes you fall so. You gotta go with the flow, baby. Finally you'll get there.